housing prices in America remain high. By one measure, they've been rising for 114 months in a row. Yeah, 114, which is great if you're an owner, not so much if you're a first-time buyer. So how to get into this red-hot market? We have Jill Schlesinger with us again. She's business analyst for CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill. We meet again.
Hello.
All right, let's look at the market through the eyes of somebody trying to buy for the first time. How pricey is it out there?
It's tough. The median home price for an existing home in September was $352,800. So that's the median. It was a little bit below the previous month, up 13.3% from a year ago. Now, that may seem like a huge amount, but actually that was sort of the good news, because back in May and June, we were seeing annual price growth of 23%. So prices are still rising, just not as fast as they were during the springtime.
Wow. And what's going on here? Are supplies just crazy tight in the inventory side?
Absolutely. I mean, look, there was a lot of demand that was pulled forward into the housing market amid COVID, right? People were home. Many who said, I want to buy a home in the next 3 to 5 years said, 3 to 5 years? No, now is good. But there's just not a lot of supply. In fact, supply has been constrained for a long time, even coming into the pandemic era. Right now, unsold inventory sits at a 2.4-month supply. That's at the current sales pace for existing homes. Now, that's a bit higher than we saw in the record low of 1.9 months. But, you know, many economists say a normal or a healthy housing market is more than a 6-month supply. So we got a ways to go.
Wow. And perhaps a ways to go in affordability. I was looking at this index of affordability, and the least affordable in 13 years by that metric. So for millennials trying to buy, you know, what are the challenges out there? I mean, they have debt, they have other things going on.
Yeah, it's just a rough problem, because, you know, if you're a first-time home buyer, generally speaking, you're probably going to be looking at the lower end of the market, right? You want an affordable home. Well, the homes that sold under $250,000 represented just 29% of all transactions in September. It was over 40% 2 years ago. So you're not finding cheap houses. And a lot of people are maybe buying their second homes, competing with the first-time buyer, so they've got equity coming out of their previous home. These millennials, they are really struggling because they're up against people who've got cash and they said no contingencies. And not many people who are sort of starting their lives can do that.
So really quick, what is your advice then for young professionals trying to get into this market? Take a time out? What?
I think that you crunch your numbers, you really be honest with yourselves, because if you think about it, if buying this home is going to preclude you from addressing other big financial concerns, paying down your student loans, or even saving for retirement, then maybe you do sit out. Just be careful. Try not to stretch. Everyone will say, oh, if I'd only stretched on my first house, that's fine for them. But if you have this burden and tethering yourself to a house that's more affordable than you can manage, it's emotionally weighing and it's financially could be devastating.
All right, Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.